Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Yes, my name is Roxanne Clipper.
Hi, Roxanne. Was it yourself or was it a loved one that was exposed to Roundup and affected by it?
I was me, myself.
Yourself, and I'm really sorry to hear that. Alrighty, do you mind me asking, have you had an attorney assist you with this?
No.
No, okay. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Now, just in case we get disconnected, would it be okay for me to return the call or text this number?
Correct. That'd be
Okay.
fine.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so you said you haven't worked with a firm. Have you signed anything electronically or any packet in the mail for you to fill out and send back?
I did online. I filled out a
Okay, and that was with
document online.
a law
Based
firm
up.
regarding this?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. All
I
righty.
guess it was you guys.
Yeah,
I just
no
filled it
worries.
out.
Yeah, so it looks like, well, I can always run your number through our system here. I do think it might have been a different firm. Yeah, because you're not populating here. So if you
Oh,
were working
no.
with a different firm, there's not much we could really do here. I'm sorry about that.
What happened?
You
What?
said that you signed up with a different firm.
No, I didn't sign up with no attorney. I just did an online application.
Oh, okay. So what you did online wasn't signatures for a lawsuit.
Yeah, it was no, I
Got
haven't
it.
talked to no lawyer or nothing.
Okay.
No.
Okay, no worries.
No, it was just an application.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize for the confusion there. All right. And what were
No
you
problem.
diagnosed with after spraying the Roundup?
I was diagnosed with lymphoma.
Lymphoma. I'm so sorry to hear that,
Hodgkin's,
team.
non-Hodgkin, yeah.
Oh, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Yeah, and I'm really sorry. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed?
Yes, it was remember like yesterday, April 15, 2014.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm really sorry. Okay, so you said April, was that 14th?
The 15th, and it was in 2014, yeah.
Oh, okay. April 15th of 2014. Do you mind me asking how old you were at the time of the diagnosis?
57 years old.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. And did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your diagnosis?
Yeah, while I was using it, it was a total like 5 years at that time. So I was using it outside until I went to my doctor and started experiencing symptoms.
I see, and I'm really sorry. So
Yeah,
you
around
said
then.
5 years. So it was at
Yeah.
least 2 years of exposure. You said it was five.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And again, it is a little redundant, but did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days?
I'm sorry.
Again, it is
Did
a
I
little
what?
redundant, but at least 10 days you sprayed the Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many hours would you say that you would spray, let's say, a month?
Well, I did it twice a week, and
Okay.
so I sprayed the back and the front. So it was a couple times a week. I did the front and the
Okay, yeah.
backyard, front yard.
Alrighty, no worries. So if you did twice a week, would it be okay if I said maybe an hour a week of total spraying?
Yeah,
Okay.
around then.
So that'd be about 52 hours in a year, and you said for 5 years.
Yeah, either 2 to 5. I mean, I can't.
Okay.
Around that time.
Okay.
It took
Alrighty.
5 years.
It looks like it is asking how many hours. I did the math here for us. Okay, so it says about 260, but this is including small touch-ups here and there. Does that sound about right to you, or do you want me to tweak that a little bit?
Yeah, you're fine. I
Okay.
know.
Alrighty, and you sprayed it for at least 2 years. Do you know when you stopped spraying it?
I believe it was March. It was in March 2013. But I believe it was on like March 11, 2013.
Okay.
I started in February of 2008. Yeah, so it was 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. So around February of 2008, and then stopped 2013. Okay. And how long were you spraying it before your diagnosis? Was that the 5 years? Oh, right.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, you were diagnosed 2014. I apologize. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so March 11th of 2013 was when you stopped. And this was residential. Were you spraying it around just the house or any commercial use?
Oh, just residential.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay, beautiful.
For now, right. 68 years.
And have you had more than one of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, just the non-Hodgkin's.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Would you have a birth certificate?
I do.
Okay, perfect. And do you know anyone else that sprayed Roundup? Do you know if any neighbors or any friends or family were also affected?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, no, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been many years, so I'm not sure.
That's always a good thing to hear. All right, now, have you ever been diagnosed with any of the following? HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's, Epstein-Barr, lupus, an organ transplant, or any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay, all righty. Okay. And I know you mentioned your first name was Roxanne. Is that spelled Roxanne?
Correct.
Okay. I believe I heard Clipper, Clipper.
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And Roxanne, did you have a middle name?
Yvette, Yvette.
Okay, Yvette. Okay, and did you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. All right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Female, beautiful. And are you married or what was your marital status?
Non-married.
Okay. All right. And what was your date of birth?
2/27/1957.
Okay. 2/27, was that 1967?
No,
57. 57. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1957. So what was your current age?
My current age now is 68.
Okay, perfect. 68. And what about your social?
Mm-hmm. 553-559291.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Would it be okay if I read it back to you to confirm I have the correct number?
Yes, you can.
Okay. 553-559291. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Beautiful. And when did you learn the connection between Roundup and your injuries or your cancer? Was this online or an ad on TV?
I seen it on Facebook, actually.
Oh, okay.
I saw it and just recently. I'm just like, oh yeah, you know. And
recently, so when do you think you found out?
Yeah, not too recent. I don't know. I was just browsing through it. I don't know the exact mm-hmm. day.
That's okay. Do you think it was this year or last year?
I believe it was last year.
Okay.
I was looking and I just ignored it and I said, you know, and then I started looking again.
Alrighty, no worries. So I'll put last year that you found that out. Okay, now it does ask for height and weight.
I am 5'6". I'm around 156.
Okay. All right. And the number that we're speaking on, is this a landline or is it a cell phone? Like, would I be able to text? Okay.
Yeah.
A smartphone. Okay, mm-hmm. Now I don't see... Oh, I'm lying. Actually, I see an email on here. It's roxclip@gmail.com. Is this the best one?
Correct.
Okay, and then this phone number is 619-250-1631. Is that the best one as well?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any contact preference of a phone call, text, or email?
You can do text
Okay.
or email. I mean, a phone call is fine, but more of a text and email.
All
If,
right.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Just one second. It looks like I might have selected something. Okay. And I know you said you sprayed the Roundup about twice a week. That would be about, let's say, eight times a month. Okay. So you started in February of 2008. Okay. And then why did you stop using the Roundup in 2013? You started feeling those symptoms?
Yes, I started feeling some shortness of breath, chest pain and nausea. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Okay, you said shortness of breath, nausea, and then what was chest pains?
Some chest pains, And that was around 2014, when that happened. The
Okay.
usage of it.
Yeah. Right, and I'm really sorry about that. When you were spraying it around, the front yard, the backyard, did you use any protective gear? Any gloves, goggles, glasses, that kind of thing?
I always use a well. I use a little mask and
Okay.
gloves. Yeah, and I use it. But
Okay.
yeah,
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. So,
use
a face mask and gloves. And how big of an area would you say that the backyard and front yard is?
Gosh. I would say 20 feet walking across, like if I was to walk, and probably 15 feet and walking forward. That's the front. The back is huge. The backyard is a real big backyard. I don't even remember the square footage or anything of the backyard.
Okay,
It's
that's
a
okay.
large backyard with the fence. But I don't remember right off the hand how big the backyard is.
That's okay. That's completely fine. I'll just mention that the backyard is larger in size, okay? And what state were you using it in? Or which state was the place in?
California.
Okay.
California.
All right, beautiful California. The first time you were ever exposed to Roundup was at that home? Okay. All right. All right. Just asking how many exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime. Assuming that we had the number 260 for the hours, would it be okay if I put around the same number?
Correct.
Okay. And did you ever get your water from a well? I'm assuming not, it's California.
No, we don't have
Okay.
well water out here.
Yeah. No worries. I'm in California too.
Not that I'm
It
aware
feels
of
a little
anyway.
Yeah, it feels a little silly to ask, but it is on here. And have you ever been exposed to any herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
No, okay. Do you remember what kind of Roundup was used? Did it come pre-mixed, or did you have to add water to the concentrated one?
I added water and I
Okay.
added water to it.
Okay, so it was a concentrate. All right. Okay. All right, and do you know where it might have been purchased?
It was purchased at Home Depot,
Home
the only
Depot.
one I go to.
Okay. It was a local one?
Yes, our
Okay.
local Home Depot.
Alrighty. Would you have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession as of right now?
That's so old. No.
Okay. No,
No, I don't have any receipts.
that's
It's such
completely
a long
fine.
time ago.
No, and I
After 2
understand.
years, I start throwing receipts away.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. Well, I can put no on that section, no worries. Have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. And are you currently employed?
No.
No.
Retired.
Okay, beautiful. Well, Roxanne, did you ever lose time away from work because of any surgeries or treatments related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Yeah, back then,
Okay.
I lost time, but I don't, it's been so long ago. I'd have to go over my resume. I've been retired 5 years. I don't even
Oh.
think about work.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah.
When you
Yeah.
were unable to work back then, closer to 2014, do you know how long you were unable to work?
I believe it was maybe like a month. I mean, I'm not sure.
Okay.
3 weeks to about a month. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put around 3 to 4 weeks, and this was in 2014, right?
Correct.
Okay.
After my surgery, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed a disability claim, workers' compensation claim, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
No? Alrighty. And other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, beautiful. Would you happen to remember, I know it was a while ago, the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes. Her name was Dr. Heather Tracy.
Okay, let's see. Dr. Heather Tracy, and she was in California, I'm assuming. Okay, I do see her, Heather Tracy. It looks like there's one in San Diego. Do you think that's the one?
Yeah, it's in National City.
Okay. Alrighty.
She's at National City. She's based out of Paradise Valley Hospital,
Is that where you
where I
were?
live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paradise Valley Hospital, so that's where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is on East 4th Street, the one that I found, is that right?
Correct.
Okay,
Correct.
perfect. Alrighty. And how else has the diagnosis impacted your life? Do you still have any side effects and any recurring problems?
Everything's good. I'm just, still a little, different. That's all. I don't have a spleen, so,
Yeah, no worries.
just a
Well,
little area of tiredness and,
yeah, no worries. I'm glad to hear that you are doing well. Would you have the medical records that indicate the cancer type?
No, I don't have those they were misplaced so long ago.
That's
I lost
okay.
a lot of things.
No
Yeah.
worries. You said that
But
the
you're
doctor.
welcome. They're welcome to check. Yeah, you can ask the doctor for my
Okay.
medical records.
Alrighty. Okay, so I'm just copying some of their information here. Again, the treatment was at the same hospital.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that makes it a little simpler here. I know you said that there was a surgery. What else did you go through? Did they do any chemotherapy or any radiation?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
Both?
I did have well, yeah, I had
Okay.
chemotherapy. I had the surgery, the splenectomy, and of course they gave me pain medication, some morphine
Right.
for the pain
Yeah,
the
of
pain I
course.
experienced.
Okay. Let's see here, just 1 second. Okay, and do you know when you got that treatment? I know you said you were
Yeah,
diagnosed
the treatment
around.
started in April 17th, 2014. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, and what was the best address? For yourself, I
For me?
apologize. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm sorry. I'm like
No, no
for
worries. I just jumped from one thing to another. I apologize.
yeah, where I've been. My address is 1710 Alpha ALPHA Street, National City, California, 91950.
Okay, beautiful. So I got 1710 Alpha Street, National City, California, 91950. Is there an apartment number or is this a house?
No, it's a house.
Okay, all right, beautiful. Now we do request an emergency contact, Roxanne, in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, you can call my daughter.
Okay, perfect. What was your daughter's first and last name?
Katrina, last name Lee, Lee.
Okay, Katrina, was that Katrina?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And do you know Katrina's phone number?
Yes, 619-252-8312.
Okay, beautiful. You said she was your daughter. Alrighty. And do we have permission to contact Katrina if anything arises?
Yeah. Well,
Okay.
you I mean, it depends on what you're calling her for.
Yeah, it would just be if we can't
It's
reach you for an extended
emergency.
period. Yeah, like an emergency,
So
exactly.
you'll be able to reach me, trust
All
me.
right.
I
All
answer
right.
the phone. Some people just don't answer phones. I
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. No worries. Well, if anything comes to that, then you'll have known, but I'm glad that you are
Yeah.
answering the phone there. Okay, just one second here. I'm gonna review your information super briefly, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Roxanne, are you still there?
I am.
Perfect. I really do apologize for that. We had a small technical difficulty. But before we do wrap up, I want you to know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today, which is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm that all the details are correct and ensure that everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it as soon as possible and return it to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass
Okay.
lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. I will also be sending you a text message with my contact information as well as the law firm, so you know who to reach out to. Can you confirm that you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful. Now I'm submitting your information. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to reach out to you as well as be able to request those medical records and get that case started for you. All righty. Now, do you have a preference of this being sent to your email or your text messages?
The email, did you want me to do the DocuSign now?
Yes. Is email easier for you or a text message?
Yeah, email. I'd just
Okay.
rather just go ahead.
All
Just
right.
send it. I'm right here in the email right now.
Perfect.
I'd
Perfect.
rather do email. I'm more of a laptop girl.
Yeah, no, I love that. So I
Yeah.
have the DocuSign in front of me. Just stop me if anything sounds incorrect before I send it out. Okay, I have your first name spelled ROXANN. N as in Nancy, E. I have your middle name Yvette, YVETTE. Last name Clipper, common spelling. Okay, I have your address is 1710 Alpha Street in National City, California. Let's see, I have your date of birth as February 27th, 1957. And is it okay if I read your social back to you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, beautiful. I have your social is 553-559291. 9-1, I apologize. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, beautiful. Now I just sent that through. I believe you can put me on speaker, open up your email if you have not already, and it should be popping up with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Okay, give me a second. Yeah, just give me a second. I have to, it acts up when I'm, there we go. Okay. Give me a moment. Oh, here it is. Found it.
Beautiful. So you're just gonna have to tap on that link. I know you said you're pretty familiar with DocuSign. Just let me know if you have any issues and I'll stay on
Right.
the line, okay?
I'm clicking on review document.
Yes.
Okay, I agree. And start. And signature. Okay. And okay, and signature. And whoops, initial, wow, signature, initial, dang, that's a lot of initials, signature. That's it. Oh, finish. Okay. Okay. And that's it. You get it?
Let me see. I'm looking on my end. It might take 1 second for it to load.
I push finish.
Okay. No, I did receive it on my end, Roxanne. If it has you do any other steps, it's just so that I think to log in or to get the app.
I'm
But
just
that's
gonna
not
say no
necessary.
thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks. It's
Yeah,
completely
I'm gonna
fine.
say
As
no
soon as
thanks.
you receive the documents, I'm
Okay.
gonna review them super briefly. I know sometimes they are particular about the signatures or the initials. Okay, it looks beautiful. Yeah, it looks perfect. Alrighty, so again, I'm gonna send you that text message. It's gonna have my contact information as well as the law firm, so you know who to reach out to if you have any case-related inquiries or any concerns. Okay, before I do let you go, Roxanne, do you have any questions for me?
No,
Okay, beautiful. Well, if anything comes up, like I said, you can always give me a quick call or a text message, and I'd be more than happy to help. I hope you have a great rest
Oh
of
yeah,
your
I do
day.
have a question.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know what I do? No, so the firm is going to call me and then ask questions, and then what happens after that?
So that's the case verification. As soon as that is over, they have your case verified, and then they're going to start working on pulling those medical records from the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that would be the
Okay.
first step.
Okay.
And then from there, if they have, they typically don't really reach out for updates. They do handle everything individually, which is a great thing in my opinion. They go to court for you. So if you ever have any questions, you can always reach out to them, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I appreciate your time
Okay.
again, Roxanne. I
Thank you.
hope you have a great day, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, right?
Thank you. You have a
Thank
great day
you.
as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.